You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy Jay with you. Rebecca is here, and joining us in the studio, a very funny man by the name of Mark Curry is here.
Woo! Hey, what's happening? I'm glad I'm in your studio, man. It's fabulous.
Yeah, welcome to the Wayne's World of Internet Radio.
Wow, you must be rich.
If you're not funny, get the fuck out. Especially if you're not dirty.
That's what I'm saying. I like that. You want me to be dirty? Why not?
You do movies like Talking Dirty After Dark with Martin Lawrence?
Yes.
Don't come in here and be all soft like Disney style.
I like that. Talk to that shit. That's what I'm saying, brother.
We want the dirt. We want
fuck
the dirt
Disney.
About Mark Curry.
Fuck Disney. I took my daughters to Disney, and no black princesses. Dang. My daughter said, Mama, where are black princesses, Daddy? I said, they're in that tower making them dresses.
They've got an Indian one. That's about as close as they could
do. That's it. That's about it.
That's terrible.
That's about it.
Well, weren't you considered a Disney employee when you were doing Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
No, I wasn't. I was my own employee. I was a radical. I was a radical when I was with Mr. Cooper.
Oh.
People didn't know that. They thought I was just a hunky-dory type guy, but oops, that's okay. It's slipping out. This is a porn microphone.
Yeah.
There we go. Oops. You did that very well.
Thank yeah, look you. How she handled
Bam.
It.
Like, okay, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Terrible time today. Right?
We're having problems. Ladies, let's start this off right. If you're giving head, no blowing in 2011, okay? Stop the damn blowing. It don't do nothing for us. Yo, the magazines were wrong. I know you read the magazines, blowing the penis. They like that. That shit don't work, all right?
No,
all it does is make us want to pee. Just make us want to pee. That's it.
I understand that you got into comedy just for pussy alone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that working out for you?
Well, it works out great because I laugh the clothes off a woman. That's how you do it. Good, take your top off. You are so crazy. Let me tell you this joke. And we just laugh and bitches in their butt naked.
And they don't realize it.
They don't even realize it. Yeah. It's laughter,
and
sexual.
And the show's over and they're like, why am I naked?
No, what I do is usually have them go get ice. I said, baby, go get some ice. Then I call security. And say, there's a woman.
This girl just robbed me.
Yeah, there's a woman outside with a towel and some ice. She's a fan. Can you get her?
She's a fan.
Meanwhile, I'm in her purse taking her credit card out, going to the Apple store, buying something the next day. It's gangster nice. Comic. He said nice.
Well, are some of your influences people like Charlie Sheen, who's out there just tearing it up?
Well, Charlie Sheen is my influence. One thing about Charlie Sheen I want to know is he said he paid the hooker $30,000. I mean, wow. I mean, I can see the 800. But 30,000? I mean, what you have a dude? That's freaky. That's crack talking. I want you to pull your kidney out with a butter knife. Lick it, put it back in, and make me a bacon sandwich.
It's not like she's Ava Devine.
Yeah, well, I know. And she has, Ava Devine, you guys were telling me about, she has, what was that called?
Protrusion.
Protrusion. I never, ain't no protrusion.
And that's not a cologne.
I know.
New from Ava Devine, protrusion.
I'm looking for the woman with a neck protrusion. Any woman have an inner
like
neck protrusion?
Goiter?
No, where her neck is coming out. She gave so much head, her neck. I mean, inside of her mouth.
Her tonsil.
Esophagus protrusion.
So are you going to use this in your show now, the protrusion?
No, this is for later after the show.
For after the show. So, where is your show?
My show is at the Hilton.
Well,
it's a 10 o'clock show. I'm the best goddamn show on the Vegas Strip. That's it. You don't want to see no motherfucker acting like people and them acting. I'm acting like myself. I mean, so come see my show. It's the best show in the world.
What are the dates?
March. Every day. Just come at the Hilton. I don't even know the date.
March 16th through the 20th at the Las Vegas Hilton at 10 p.m.
That's right. 10 p.m.
show.
Tickets are $30,000.
I got the cheapest tickets on the strip. And you know how I do my show? I let the people pick the topic. Whatever they want to talk about, I let them throw the topic out. And that's what the show is about. It's off the cuff.
Okay, so you're quick.
Yeah, I'm
absolutely
quick. Yeah, you guys can ask me some questions. Let's do it live.
So like if you had one wish, would you make Kathy Griffin funny?
Kathy, no, she's funny. She's a good girl. I like Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin?
I like her. I never talk about other comedians because, you know, we all a fraternal order. Unless, you know, you're terrible. Yeah, Kathy's good. She's making money. Am I right, Kathy? But you need to come see a real man. You want to get dick right? Come see me, girl. Kathy, I see you
what,
looking at me.
She's going to admit that she's lesbian.
Is she a lesbian?
No.
Is she?
Not.
She got a man? Kathy, come see me, because if you're having problems, I can make you, I'll make you, if you think you're lesbian, we'll find out. Just bring some grease and some popcorn.
And some M&M's. And some M&M's.
Plain only.
Yeah. That's awesome. Did you ever have sex with Brett Butler?
I hit it once.
Yeah? Was it everything you wanted it to be?
Brett, no, I never was on Brett Butler's show. That was Don DC Curry. But I looked at Brett Butler as a sexual object when she was on for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I looked at her. Sometimes I would watch the show, Brett Butler's show, you know, pressed to the TV with the heat turned up. And that's the way I liked watching it. It was a good show. And that's what I liked, you know.
I used to watch it drunk.
Okay.
I figured that was the best way to get through it.
Right. I used to watch Urkel High. That was a trip. Urkel High.
I still watch him high.
Real close to the TV. Got there real close to the TV. So you just see images in a high voice. It's fun. It's like watching rabbit porn.
Big now. He's all muscular and works out now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looks
good for him.
Yeah, it looks completely.
Well, his nuts is really big on the show, so he had always problems. That's why they had to stop the show because the boy was about 26 years old, and his nuts was too big. Those suspenders make your nuts protrude, and they would complain in Iowa and other states that they could see his nuts, and so that's what.
Really, that was a complaint.
Yeah, the big complaint.
No,
we can see Urkel's nuts. This is outrageous, said Kentucky, outrageous. And that's how they had to pull him off. They couldn't pull his nuts back anymore. Because it was in the contract where his nuts couldn't be pulled back. Because that's why his voice is really high. If you talk to him today, he's like, you know, he still talks like that.
Really?
Yeah. That's awesome.
This is real radio.
It is. So that's how we like it. The dirtier, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, coming up, we're going to do a segment called "I Can't Get Behind That," and it's a little rant about things that you know
you can't get behind.
Yeah,
okay,
just
okay.
Piss you off.
So okay, I can't get behind tongue kissing a hooker when I first meet her.
Right. You have to wait like 10 minutes.
Yeah, at least tell me your name and your sign. Don't tongue kiss immediately.
Well, the liquor usually kills everything.
Why would you even want to kiss a hooker?
Because you want to live on the edge, dude. what motherfucker you know ever died by kissing?
Well, if you want to live on the edge, just have a hooker down at Fremont Street. You don't have to kiss her.
Well, you take a Fremont hooker and lick her up her the ass. Give her anal licking. Now, take your time. Get your money's worth.
That goes back to the protrusion.
Yeah, get your money's worth.
I think you've heard something here today that you want to actually explore.
Yeah, you get an older hooker, you lick her ass, she'll give you your money back.
Stop it.
That's true.
Nice.
Are you a fan of strip clubs?
Yes, I went to a strip club just the other day, and it was an incredible nice strip club, but it was an old IHOP. I know it was because the roof was orange. They just took the pee off and said, IHOP.
It is a good idea for a strip club.
But the girl, it was a cheaper strip club. It was like 6 dances for $10 or something. And you just, you know. And the girls all had different problems. They had different problems. One was blind, you know. She was blind, but
she
was
bad.
Did
she have her dog on the stage?
No, I took her home, you know. She told me $200. I gave her $3. Oh, you gave me $100 tip. Thank you. Again, I asked her. Take her, give her a little ice and call security. There's a blind woman naked outside with a bucket of ice. She wants an autograph, and they took her away.
Now I know this is real. Because that's just too perfect of a story.
That's true. Only thing about it, I just hate that she took my fucking harness. Another time when I get a stripper, I get a harness on her. It's a big, you know, Labrador Retriever harness that you can get at a dog store. It's what I want. I want you to put the harness on so I could jerk you or pull you around doing what you want to do.
You should get the shock collar as well.
The shock collar?
Yeah.
I like that.
I think
the clitoris.
Strippers love that.
Well, I like to put an alarm on the clitoris so when she comes, I know.
Do you care?
Yeah, I do.
And a taser if they're faking?
Yeah, a taser. Now, I like that. Taser clitoris.
They fake it.
Wow. I like that.
Wow.
I got to try that.
Jay,
I got to try that.
Wild. I love it.
Especially when you get a hook and say, we can do anything. Yeah, right. Ah! 3,000 volts on your clitoris. Do you like that? You know, when I have sex.
The answer is wrong.
When I have sex, I like to talk like Hannibal Lecter. Welcome, Clarice. It scares the shit out of women, especially when they're high on ecstasy. Welcome, Clarice. Welcome. My name ain't Clarice. See, black hookers, you got to call them by their name.
It's Clarice if I'm paying you $300.
That's right. Charlie Sheen was paying $30,000. He was calling her anything he want.
Maybe you should audition for the opening of Two and a Half Men. Take his role.
I'll do it. I would do it.
You almost live the same life.
Yeah. You know what? Not like Charlie Sheen. He hitting the pipe. See, that's the pipe right there. Anytime you walk away from $2 million, that's crack saying, you don't need that. You don't need
you
that money.
Have me. I'm your only friend.
You don't need that dope. What do you say? Walk away. Walk away.
That's crack.
That's crack. Any other drug, alcohol was there. Oh, let me go to work. I got a headache. I got to go. And get some more alcohol. But crack is, you don't need to go. Why do you need to go to work?
You already got money.
You have a big house. Stay here. You just take one more day off. It's been 6 weeks. So what was one more day?
That is crack.
But it's weird. Like it seems like he's the only celebrity that's ever had a breakdown, and now it's just gone worldwide crazy.
It's just that the social network has made it. Other celebrities had breakdowns. Let's go back.
But it just makes it seem like he's the only one. That's, you know, you're hearing he's all over Twitter.
But he is honest.
Well, Michael Jackson was the same. Remember Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson was in the news for a year when he popped that little boy.
Ooh,
he was in the year.
He can say it now. He's dead.
He popped. He popped that little boy. He was in the news for a year.
Yeah.
Every week it was a different story. Michael Jackson in Toys R Us, butt naked, riding a tricycle with some boots on, trying to
Michael
hide.
Michael Jackson shows up to court in his pajamas.
That's crack. That's some good drugs. Anytime you show up to court an hour late in some pajamas, that's some good drugs. That's good drugs. The other celebrities like, oh, he on some good stuff. Snoop started crying.
Really? Well, you know,
Snoop called him up and said, "Where do you get it?
Yeah,
where do you get it?
Yeah.
I want your man."
And you know what he told? He said, "Charlie Sheen."
They just kept it on the DL back then. That's,
they all got high.
Charlie's actually being honest. He's like, "Yes, this is what I do. These are the girls I'm with. These are the drugs I take."
Because drugs make you do things. 3 years from now, he's going to say, "I can't believe I said that." Remember Robert Downey Jr. was so high. This is how high he was. You know you're too high when you're doing drugs in the hotel and the police knock on the door and you let them in. That means that's some good drugs.
When he ended up in the next door neighbor's kid's bed.
Yes, exactly.
Well, do you think Gaddafi's on drugs?
Yes, he definitely.
He's getting them from Charlie Sheen, too?
No, he got his own drugs. He's a billionaire. Remember, he's in a different...
He's
in Libya. He's in Libya, so they grow on their own special marijuana called Coca-Lica. It's called Coca-Lica. Yeah, that's how he's hot.
He's got to be on drugs if he did a 3-hour speech the other day.
No, you got to be on drugs to wear all them hot clothes when it's 173 degrees. You got to be.
Hair.
Yeah, all that stuff.
No one's telling him any different.
And the speeches don't make no difference, but his cabinet members are so scared of him, they agree. I believe that I can do new not in God line. Yes, good way to go. I agree with you. That's
and he looks the same.
It's not him.
He
is his son. That's how rich he is. He became his son.
Nice.
Yeah, he has all female security.
Well,
you know that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I like that. I like that. I like that. Blow job and protect me. I like that. I like.
And not necessarily in that order.
Well, I'm pretty sure you have people on the staff to give head. They had different, you know, girls for different things. Analysts, you know, headless, protrusion, something, jism eye gorging. That's very rare. But they like to do it in Libya, where you're looking to do it in the eye right before it comes. And you got to say clacka clacka real quick. It's something they do in Libya. I was in Libya. I took vacation there.
Well, I'm sure if they are paying all these stars to go over there and sing for millions of dollars, they're importing porn stars.
No, they were fucking them. Do you think that Beyonce and all those people went over there and didn't get fucked? Come on, let's be real here on the internet radio. Let's be real. Can we be real?
Oh, we can be real.
Let's be real. Who went out there? Mariah Carey, Beyonce.
Usher,
he got fucked too. He got fucked. He looked like a bitch, so he got fucked. Let's be real. They all got fucked. You Muammar Gaddafi, when you go to another country, Libya, once they entered his airspace, they were in his country. They had no rights.
I know. So, I would be scared.
No, of course. But for that money will draw you there. He's a billionaire. So he said, "Hi, this is Muammar Gaddafi." Uh-huh. Yes. Who is this? Okay, Mariah Carey, come over. I want to fuck you up your ass. Who in the fuck you think you're talking to? I will give you $15, $20 million. All right, okay. What time? I'm not going to get... You can't do it till after 12 a.m., no.
And don't tell Nick.
Yeah, Nick was there watching. It was on his back.
He was carrying a purse.
He was filming it for the sex tape later.
Exactly. They all got fucked. He's a billionaire. They all got fucked.
More than a billionaire.
What do you think? See, as soon as they got over, what he did, private plane, and she took him to the palace, Beyonce, welcome, treated her. As soon as that door locked, he was there, butt naked with that shroud on and a Kango hat. And he fucked the shit out of her. To the left. No, bitch, you to the left.
A Kangol would be an upgrade.
Yeah. And what you going to do? If the president of your country is fucking you, who you going to call? The police? No, you going to take the dick and take it. She took it. I'm sorry to break it down to you people. Am I scaring you? Is this too much?
No, like, I'm just wondering.
I'm not going to Libya.
Would you have gone if you would have got the invite?
Yes, I would have gone. Yes, I definitely. And I wouldn't have gave the money back. For what? Why would I give that money back? Who gives a fuck about Libya?
How do you give money back to a country?
No, they gave the money to charities because they said it wasn't good. Forget that. We worrying about, why are we always worrying about other places? We worrying about Egypt. Fuck Libya. What about Detroit? Can we help our hoods?
Well, maybe they gave it to Detroit.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm sorry. Watch it's about to go out as soon as we said Libya. Libya! Air Libya! We're going to go off the air. We're being censored. There's a helicopter outside. You'll be arrested tonight at 7-Eleven while you're buying Twinkies. How can I talk to you?
Well, we have the server hooked, you know, down the street. So it'll be the old lady down there with all
the cats. They'll still find us. You know, they'll find us. Yeah. They'll find
they
us.
Will.
It'll be a Will Smith movie. Will Smith will run by.
Well, Mark Curry is our guest here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do I Can't Get Behind This, and we'll find out what, well, we kind of know what he will get behind, but yes. Now we'll find out what you won't get behind.
I'm not fucking Whoopi. No more.
Once was enough. We'll be back.